Blog Talk Radio.
Let me make this an absolute fact. The goal is world peace. That must be our prime responsibility. We are the leader of the free world, whether we want to be or not. And therefore, we are the only ones that can preserve the peace. And to do that, we must have strength. Meeting this mission is responsibility for preserving the peace.
And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off their chip.
That's right, microchip. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify
me. Quiet down.
In the end, everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip, for at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. A centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality. A process which has been going on for centuries, if not millennia. Religion, patriotism, race, wealth, class, and every other form of arbitrary, separatist identification, thus conceit, has served to create a controlled population, utterly...
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibbs here, podcasting here. All right, tonight we got this special podcast that we advertised here. We're going to have the young people take over the podcast show here tonight. We're going to monitor the phone calls, monitor who's going to be there on the phone lines, and there won't be any mess-ups or hopefully and allow any of these... tweakers to come through, or you know, whatever the hell you want to call them, trolls. I don't know what internet name you give them, but they usually attack my show. They have been for the past few nights. We know who a few of them are. We may not know who some of them could be. I don't know, and nobody really cares. But we'll try to keep the best to keep the conversation straightforward tonight for everybody that's going to be paying attention. And if it's something new, it'll be on Monday evenings. And we'll see how it goes, see what how it takes off and what happens. And this is the younger crowd out there, the teenagers, the 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. You know, I think they said all the way up to, what, 28, 29, that vicinity. So that'd be great. And the 30-plussers out there, people like me and Chad and everyone else, you know, we get to sit back and listen and listen to what they have to say. And you know, we'll just do the moderating, me and Chad, and like I said, monitor the calls and try to keep it going for them and see how they go. And they pick a topic they want to talk about, and what we could do is build up from there. And in the future, what we could do is we could eventually start calling people and work on greater and bigger things. That's what we've been trying to discuss with Adam and Chad here, is trying to grow the show into other aspects of the show. We're possibly even getting out there on the street live and doing something where we could broadcast and maybe reach more people, except and not only through Blog Talk Radio. So let me see. Who's our first one, Chad? Who's the one that was let's just open up all of them because we recognize their phone numbers. And Wyatt start us off. just go ahead and open them up wherever Wyatt is. Let him start us off, and let him take it from there. I think he's...
Nigga, fried chicken, nigga, watermelon, nigga.
All right, who was that? 224, who was that?
224, yeah, I don't know. 970s are the numbers you want. 970.
Okay.
Both of those.
All right. We got them then. Okay, good. Go ahead. Whoever's 970 that opened up, go ahead. You guys go ahead. 970. Well, I know I opened up two of you. There's about four of you on here, five of you. So go ahead. What is yours?
Austin, you are live.
All right. Just making sure the audio is coming through.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yeah,
you're just fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I just want to go ahead and welcome everybody to Freedom's Future, The Young Front. This is going to be a show that's going to be airing every Monday night at 8 until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, and Wyatt, we talked a little bit earlier about how we were going to structure this, and I think the best way to go about it tonight is we're just going to go ahead and start pointing out things we've been noticing, because you know what's on everybody's mind right now. COVID-19, the big scary coronavirus. So we're going to go ahead and start off by pointing out a few things and let everybody that calls in point out some things that they've been seeing changes taking place in their areas. Changes that have been going on around them with their friends, their families elsewhere, et cetera, so on and so forth. And myself personally, I'll go ahead and start off. A big change I've been noticing is that more and more of these so-called essential businesses have been deemed unessential. One by one, they're falling like flies. I noticed also there was a story coming out of Louisville, Kentucky, where these people that have been diagnosed with coronavirus are being given ankle monitors to keep them tracked so that if they go outside, they will face legal action. And then also people that are not abiding by certain quarantine laws or the social distancing, as they like to call it, laws, are also being given these ankle monitors in Louisville, Kentucky. And those are two of the biggest things that I've been noticing lately to start off with. How about yourself, Wyatt?
I was noticing that it seems like the death toll for this is abnormally high, when a lot of things that I've noticed, it seems like people are dying from random causes and they're just calling it coronavirus. Like, I heard a story coming out of Virginia, I believe it was, where a couple got into a car crash and they had to use the jaws of life to get the bodies out. And they said that it was because of coronavirus. Then the hospital, something I've noticed about the hospitals is they say that there's all these patients there, but I've never seen anybody go in and out of them. I'm not seeing any activity at these hospitals, and from people I've talked to that have been to them, they're not noticing anything there either. It's like
they're saying there's a lot there. At the hospitals either. Let me cut you off there, buddy.
Yep.
Keep going on.
You're good. It just seems like people are dying from other causes and they're tagging it as the coronavirus. It doesn't matter what cause they actually die from, they say it's the coronavirus.
More coronavirus death.
Yeah. And if you'll take a big notice to it as well, you'll notice that a lot of these states that are reporting higher death tolls or more cases of coronavirus, for every so-called case of coronavirus, that more funding they're pulling in from the federal government. So the way it's looking, the way it's been, the way a lot of people have already noticed, and the way it's finally starting to come to light, is that a lot of these states are putting off pretty much anything they can, any death, any sickness, so on and so forth, as COVID-19, as the coronavirus, so that they can pull these mass amounts of funding for God only knows what.
Exactly. It seems like they're tagging them as the coronavirus, because the more deaths they have due to coronavirus, the more funding the states get. So that's what I think they're going for here.
Yeah, and then if you'll also notice, all of your grocery stores, Walmart, Target, the city markets, the Kroger's, and all of your other local stores, you know, it's mainly happening in these big chains, if you take a good look at it, a good eye at it. They're limiting what you can buy, what essentials you can buy. And then also in some stores even, in a lot of the bigger states such as Illinois, New York, New Jersey, places like that, once you start buying certain essential products, they will cut you off from other so-called essential products because you've already got this, this, and that. So for by their standards, they just deem those products as unnecessary to you.
Not only that, you've got Walmarts right now that only one person from a family can go in at a time. If you show up with, say, you and your wife, only one of you all get to go into the store. The other gets to go to, and sit back in the truck or the car, and you go into the store, and you can only pick up certain essentials, and they deem what is essential, not you. And if you can say you're feeding a family of six, congratulations, you can only get one loaf of bread. That's it. You ever try to feed a family of six with one loaf of bread? It's not possible. And you can't get any more than this. This isn't freedom. This is communism. This is socialism. People need to wake up and realize what's actually going on right now.
Yeah,
our
if you look back at January, you'll notice what was going on. Things were starting to get weird, right? First off, we had these gun laws, these red flag laws, these unlawful seizures of people's weapons going on here and there. You know, it wasn't getting much light in the news because nothing that's actually happening ever does. But they started with that. Then they started implementing more laws with all these new gun safety laws and who can buy laws, and they're trying to put or who can buy their weapons. Now they're trying to push through things such as if you've ever even been accused of a crime, that is a felony or an alcohol-related crime, even a misdemeanor alcohol-related crime. If you've ever been accused more than twice, you can be found innocent. They want to keep you from purchasing weapons, so they start with that, right? Okay, then you start noticing. That passes and they distract us with some other big news scare. We started noticing that all of our grocery stores like they were preparing for something.
Can I say something real quick, buddy? You were just talking about weapons. One of the things I wanted to add in there is over the last month, there's been a 240% increase in weapon and ammunition sales. In March, we just closed out March last month with the highest ammunition and weapon sales we've had in a long time. You know what's insane? No mass murders. There hasn't been any mass murders. It's not the guns that are the problem, people. It is the corporation. It's the government that is causing this problem. They're control freaks. They want to control everything. They want to tell us everything's bad. But in all reality, nothing's happened.
Yeah, and they were using our firearms. They were using these scary stories to try to remove our firearms from our possession. Why?
Because everybody seems to be laying over and just giving up their rights
freely.
Grocery
stores started doing weird things. Closing down to one exit and making emergency exits that did not need to be emergency exits, that were never emergency exits. Putting in barriers and the sneeze screens that you see at a lot of places now to keep people from getting sick. Before the coronavirus was even public, before it was a thing, I'm talking January, early February, before this was even public, you know? And that is just odd. That is just completely odd considering there was no quarantine. There's no big, scary coronavirus out in the news scaring everyone, but yet these stores were preparing for it. All right?
Awesome.
So then they start. Walking us down. Okay, and if you look at that, that's all them slowly trying to seize control, in my opinion.
Let's see if we can.
All right, guys. Hey, guys. Check this out. I think you got some people there that want to probably queue in. If anyone wants to press the number one and jump into the conversation here, want to bring up another subject that these gentlemen, young guys, want to talk about, or you guys want to talk about, it's totally up to you. But they're in charge of the show, so I think you got 614 here that wants to say something. So we'll connect them. Okay.
Yeah. Let's get them in here.
Hey guys.
Go ahead, 614.
Yeah, how's it going? It's Billy. You know, you guys talked about the reduction of the mass shootings. Well, there's no more gatherings right now, so how can you have a mass shooting? I mean, you guys don't pay attention to this stuff. There's no gatherings, so, anyone that wanted to mass shoot, who would they mass shoot? There's no more gatherings of more than 10 people. I mean, I don't understand your logic. I mean, Can you explain that and then give me about, you know, maybe some
crime in general is down. The streets of Detroit, the crime rate has dropped over 40%. It's not
because
it's not
everybody's
just mass shootings, it's
quarantine.
Crime in general.
Everybody's home in quarantine.
Okay, and if everybody's home in quarantine, wouldn't you believe that'd be a lot easier to get into somebody's house and ascertain those people and get whatever you want out of that house? I mean, especially since there's more guns out there right now.
Look, okay, if you're out in the van, you're gonna draw attention to yourself, okay? You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. Are you like it or not? If I were to gather right now with more than 10 people, I mean, did you not watch news that birthday party in California where there was a lot of more than it was maybe 50, maybe 100 people, and the police was called and they broke it up. You're gonna draw attention to yourself. So you're supposed to stay home, and if anyone that's out and about, they're gonna draw attention to yourself. So that's why crime's down. I mean, don't you guys get it? I mean,
crime is down though. I mean, especially one of the things.
Well, maybe crime is down. Maybe crime is down because they're not engaging and they're letting the people out of the jails. They're not pursuing and antagonizing and interacting with the community, pulling people over like they usually do, harassing the general public. Maybe that's another aspect of it, why crime is down, you know? I mean, what do you guys think?
Well, look. Are you asking me or them?
No, all of you. All of you. Whatever one wants. How about you? You go first.
No, you guys go first.
Wyatt, you go first. What do you think? Why do you think crime is down? Is it because we're under quarantine, or is it because there's just nobody out on the streets, or the police just are not engaging the public and the general public and pursuing them and antagonizing them and serving warrants and trying to pull people over to meet quotas and stuff like that? What do you think?
I'm sure the quarantine is down a lot the crime is down a lot because of the quarantine. But one of the things I want to address real quick is you also just said that there's no mass shootings because nobody's gathering. With that being said, look at the Walmart parking lot. There's enough people there to have a riot with. If you go to Sam's Club or if you go to Costco.
My entire life.
Okay, well, have you noticed that every time you have those people, there is an officer parked somewhere close or even in that same parking lot? Hey, I went to the local Walmart. There was four patrol cars and two officers in each and every one of them.
Well, you're absolutely correct. You know what?
Mass shootings as well.
But if you create this into a prison planet, just go to your local prison. You have the same thing. You have a controlled environment where only one cell block is out at a time. But does that stop gang stabbings? Does that stop gang activity? Does that stop violence? No. You know, it just cordons it off a little bit. You know, right now, I think the public is in shell shock. But if you kept everybody in their house for a year, you're going to have a lot of problems.
Caller, can I ask you a question? I was just curious. Are you suggesting that the guns are the problem here?
What's that now? What?
Are you suggesting the guns are the problem?
I didn't
that
say
guns
that.
Guns are just
going to
start shooting people when they gather.
No, we just got to be realistic with these issues. We can't just make stuff up and say, oh, wow, you know, this is the way it is, and imagine this, imagine that. I am for the Second Amendment, but I don't believe ex-cons should own guns. I don't believe the wrong people should have guns. They don't have the right to own guns. They gave up their right when they decided to break the law.
Oh, okay. So hang on. Okay, that's a good one. So when the judge sentenced that individual to prison or jail, he said, "You are hereby sentenced to life now with this without your rights." Or did he sentence that person to 7 years in jail? So say, for instance, now you and your friend are out driving around during the day, and your buddy pulls up at a gas station. He says, "Wait here, I got to run inside and see my girl in there for a second because blah 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 whatever." He goes in, comes back out. He leaves, you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden the blue lights pull you over, and you're surrounded by the cops, and the cops take you in and they're like, why'd you rob that gas station? You're like, what are you talking about? Well, your buddy just went in there and robbed that gas station. Guess what? You're charged with accessory, and now you have a record, and you're going to jail. I've seen it happen myself. So I'm just – that's one instance. I'm just saying that's hypothetical.
When the judge sentenced you. Don't pussyfoot around this issue. No, you cannot pussyfoot around this issue. No. Because I know you're taking it personal. Go ahead.
I got a question to interject here. Who decides who is the wrong person to own guns? Who decides that?
Hold on, one at a time, guys. It's a jury of your peers. Listen, a jury of your peers, whoever found you guilty of whatever crime you committed, okay? Let's just say you have a jury made up of your peers. And if they say they send you to jail, well, then you should not own a gun, okay?
For the rest of your life, you're saying.
So you're guilty for the rest of your life. You're guilty?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's how he feels, Jack. Yeah, he's saying for the rest of your life, you should not have those rights anymore. Those rights are now taken away, stripped away, because you committed one mistake throughout the course of your life.
Ashley?
All right, Joe, Billy, if I may, this is leading us on to a whole other discussion here that I think we should address. I'd like to ask our caller here what he thinks about it. So, based on what we've been talking about, it kind of goes hand in hand.
It's not a whole other discussion. It does go hand in hand with what you guys are talking about. Because if you have the virus,
everyone else should pay. And you're automatically assuming someone has the virus, so therefore we should be under house arrest. You know? I mean, that's just like you're guilty until proven innocent, you know?
No. Look, if a jury of your peers finds you guilty, if you don't have the right to vote, why should you have the right to own a gun? Okay?
Okay.
So you're saying
is that right stripped for the rest of your life? Is that stripped for the rest of your life, though, because you made one mistake when you were 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24? For the rest of your life, you should pay for that one mistake, because that's why you have certain types of infractions, you know, and whether or not you got into a fight, whether or not you got pulled over because you were speeding too fast, whether or not you punched some guy in the face, whether or not you killed somebody. There's different levels of infractions, transgressions against society. So what, I mean, that's why we have those types of, you know, different levels of crimes. So you saying that if you're convicted, period, you should not own, because that's what you said. If you're convicted of a crime, you should not be allowed to ever own a firearm. That's what you said.
That's how I feel, and here's the why I feel that way. If you were 18 and 19 and dumb enough to make the mistake back then, well, I blame that upbringing. And people who were brought up that way, certain people should not have the right to vote. Certain people shouldn't have the right to reproduce. And that's the way I feel, okay?
Reproduce, too? Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. People shouldn't have the right to reproduce. Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, not even with the breath.
Whoa,
not even, wait a minute.
So you're saying that somebody – hold on. Okay, so you're saying that somebody at the age of 18, when most 18-year-olds are not mentally developed, your brain isn't fully developed. Okay. So – you know,
go ahead.
They make mistakes. Youth make mistakes. Okay? So you're telling me at the age of 18, this guy gets in trouble for a fist fight he got into. He gets a rap for it, and, you know, he beats the shit out of somebody in some street scuff. And then 20 years later, okay, this guy wants to go out and he wants to buy a firearm to protect his family, and you're okay with the government tell him, no, you got into a fight when you was 18. We're not going to give you a firearm to protect your family.
Okay, well, let me put it to you this way.
No, there is no putting it to me this way. No, because what you're talking about.
Well, I hate to put the big one to you, but should illegals own guns?
Do what?
Should illegals own guns?
How many people in your age group? How many? This is an important question because it's a youth show. How many people in your age group, in your environment, or in your age realm think the way that you think, paradigm way of thinking? I'm not criticizing you. I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying with that type of way of thinking, how many people in your –
Last time I answered this question, I got the big stiffy. look, look, I don't think illegals should own guns. I don't think felons should own guns. And I don't think certain people should own guns. And if you did something, let me ask you this. At 18 years old, what crimes did you commit a crime, sir?
Chad? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I'm actually running for public office now.
Did.
Yeah, I committed a crime, yeah.
Okay, well, you
should
know
that. When I was a young kid, when I was a young kid, actually, and I grew up.
We're going to bring on some callers. We've got another 970 here.
Which one is Chase? Yeah, but Chase, I think, wants to maybe talk to him here a little bit. So which one is Chase? What area code is Chase?
He's a 970. It looks like we got quite a few 970s in here.
Yeah, I know. I don't know which one he is. But
all right, yep, I got him.
Wait, did Chase commit a felony also?
You are live on the show.
Hell yeah, man. I was waiting on that.
Go ahead, Chase.
I got a question for that. The caller, the other one online?
He's 614. 614. That's Mike, I think, right?
Billy. It's Billy. My name's Billy.
Billy. Okay.
I haven't heard you answer that question yet.
What?
I was asking you, have you ever committed a crime? I've heard you ask the question. I haven't heard you answer it, though.
Okay, look. I did not commit a crime. I committed a misdemeanor.
You've never
committed
a crime.
A misdemeanor is a crime.
You're telling me you have always driven
a crime is a crime.
I said I didn't commit a felony. I committed a misdemeanor. I'm sorry I misspoke, okay? Look.
Yeah, but some states, but every state is different, though. Every state is different.
It's a crime to anything stupid. So that's a whole other ballpark on that question.
No, wait a minute. This wasn't a serious
wait
crime.
A minute,
all
you,
I did.
Do you want to recant? Do you want to pull him back in and then say him again or try again? Maybe state it a little way better. Give us a better understanding.
Okay, well, here's what I did. Here's what I did, okay? Let me explain. Shut up. Okay, I had anal sex with Bridget.
Hey, no.
All right, come on now. Nobody
Bridget
disrespected you. Come on now.
No.
Okay.
Come on now.
But go ahead, talk.
Go ahead. All right, well go ahead, Chase.
Wait,
go ahead.
No,
yeah, have at him.
You wanted to restate everything and recant the other shit you had just said. So I'm waiting on you to explain. I've really, really been waiting patiently on that.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, you said you wanted to explain, elaborate better.
Yeah,
did you hear what my misdemeanor was?
As you stated.
Okay, well, did you hear it? I already said it. Say what I did.
No, go ahead and say it again, please. Clearly we did not hear it or we wouldn't be
okay.
Asking you to say
it. Well, we got a bunch of other people that tuned in, that's why, and they
okay.
want to hear you say it, and they're a little unclear on what you meant, that's all.
Yeah,
okay.
Precisely. So would you please go ahead.
Okay, I had anal sex with Bridget Pruitt. She went ass to mouth. She stuck my dick.
Oh, boy. There we go.
That's
that guy's a jerk, obviously. 614, obviously.
Yeah.
He scaled in there. 614-655-8969. Remember that guy? 614-655-8969. Yeah, well, he's probably spoofing his caller ID, which is actually against the law. So then he won't be able to own a gun, I guess, right?
Yeah,
going on about how if you commit any crime, you shouldn't even be able to reproduce. And then he says, "Well, yeah, I've committed a misdemeanor." Where does that line up?
Well, the problem with that individual, though, Wyatt, is you see, that's an abortion that lived, and that's why he's just obviously a degenerate of society.
Okay, guys, the story on that guy is he got caught messing with small children.
Yeah, that's what we heard. So he's a little upset. He's upset, very angry with his life.
All right,
let's
get back
on track
here on the topic.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Go ahead, Wyatt. The floor is yours, brother. Go ahead.
I was actually wanting to get more callers in here to talk about the previous subjects we were talking about before he came on the show. I wanted to change everything to why we shouldn't be owning guns anymore.
Let's do that. Well, actually, now we can take adult callers that want to ask the youth questions, but we have to verify who they are. So that's very important. And I know who this caller is, so I've been a member of the show for a very long time, so he might want to ask the youth a question, so we'll do that. This is from the state of Connecticut. Go ahead.
No, I don't have a question right now. I pressed the one because I wanted to jump in with that last caller, so I might as well say my piece, but I'll continue listening, and if I have a question, I'll get back in here. Excuse me. You know, by his logic, if you go in a store and you know, at your age, if you're with your girlfriend, if you're looking at something and you accidentally put something in your pocket and you leave and you get caught, that's shoplifting. So by his logic, you should never be able to enter a store again for the rest of your life. And if you're going home and you get in a car accident and it's your fault, by his logic, you should have your driver's license taken away. And you should never be able to drive again. His logic is all wrong. It's your Second Amendment. Some people should not own guns. That's right. Some people should not own guns, period, because they're too whacked out and crazy. And illegals don't have any rights whatsoever. And they really can't be arrested because they're not a citizen. But I'll just continue listening for now, and if a question pops into my mind, I'll jump back in. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. The illegals are absolutely right on the illegals.
Guys, something that I got from the whole side conversation there brought me to think about the judiciary system. Does anyone else here feel that the judiciary system and society as a whole along with it has gotten really broken and outdated?
I would say that's
I'll let you guys talk amongst yourself on that. I won't answer that.
I would definitely say there's corruption in the ranks, and there's a lot of problems with it. The root I do not think is bad, the idealism. However, I think we need to take it further back. I think we need to take it back to the time of, like, the forefathers and go from there. There's a lot of things that can be fixed on that, but as a whole, nowadays, yeah, I'd say it's pretty messed up. There's a lot of problems with it, and those problems need to be rectified.
Yeah, and like the criminal system has gotten very harsh. Like we were saying earlier, and that guy brought up, how these people should never be able to own guns again, and that's how people feel. Well, like Joe brought up, just because you commit a crime when you're very young does not mean that you should never have a chance to redeem yourself. And I've noticed a lot in today's criminal system that they never get that chance to redeem themselves because they get labeled. They get a label in the system and they become autistic. We still have Chase on here?
I think we still got Chase on here, yeah. And guys, I want to let you know this is your show, so I just wanted to let you know that when you guys do have callers that I recognize, I'll leave it up to you. If it's up to you, who you want to take, if I recognize the callers, and you do have a couple of people that do regularly call into the show, but I'll leave it up to you if you want to take their calls, okay? I mean, if you want to lay down ground rules, give them like 1 or 2 minutes to speak, because some of these people are very long-winded, and they'll go 30 minutes, you know what I mean? So I'll leave it totally up to you.
Well, as far as length on their on the time they speak, I mean, we'll let them say their piece, you know, but as long as it does not get excessive, like you were saying, 30 minutes, talking 8 to 10 minutes at a time, let them go for it, you know?
All right.
Okay,
Okay.
What about, like, about 10 minutes? That gives us time to get...
I think, through experience, brother, I would say, like, 3 to 4 minutes is long enough. 10 minutes is a very long time on radio. So I'd say 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
Trust me, because you'll lose all your callers at 10 minutes. But, all right, so just go ahead. We'll open up the phone line. You got another 970 here who wants to talk, so go ahead. You're unmuted.
Hello?
Yeah,
oh,
go ahead.
Hey, yeah, this is Mac. I just want to talk about that, the whole thing about the guns you're all talking about. And I know I'm pretty young, and I haven't been around the block as much as everybody else has. But I know people can change, and there's been people who make mistakes in their lives. And no fault to them, but they probably didn't understand what they were fully doing, or they did, and they were just in the wrong mindset at the time. But that is no reason why we should judge them for the rest of their life and take away their rights. And, like, to me, that just seems wrong.
you guys want to you guys comment after the caller, okay?
Can we get Chase a little bit more involved? I want to know what Chase's like thoughts and what he's been seeing locally around his area and what he's been thinking about lately.
I agree.
Yeah, it's your guys' show. Push the narrative. You guys bring who you want on. You talk to them and get their input.
I absolutely agree with that. I actually hit one and heard Chad go after the caller with basically the same mindset that I had, which is kind of just different wording than what Max just said. And, I agree. I'm a younger guy, too. I'm mid-20s. I'm messed up. Not real bad at all. It could have been bad if the Chargers would have stayed. Could have been bad. Wasn't bad. Wasn't a maleficent charge at all. But it could have ended up that way, and I could have been another statistic and not gotten something over something that was not bad, not a bad charge at all. And
that seems to be happening more and more to people every day in today's system.
It does. It absolutely does. And it depends where the jury of peers are brought from. What kind of people are in their peers, where they're at, according to what they do and what those people think, that demographic of people and what they think about it.
Chase, what have you been seeing lately around with the coronavirus? I was asking, what have you been seeing with the coronavirus and everything going on in your area? What have you been noticing? Have you seen the hospitals packed? Have you seen the stores? Are they, like, limiting people coming in and out of them, the essentials, whatnot, like,
Absolutely. It's getting insane. It's getting out of hand. It really is. I mean, I understand people's fear of it being a virus and it being, you know, on surfaces and all of that. I understand the fear and what the mass media is spreading and how they're indoctrinating people into this belief system and stuff. And really, it's looking like they're just using it. It's exactly – Hitler did it through a lot of other things. He did it through a lot of other ways. You know, after going through all his history classes and everything, it's not the same way to get there. It's not the same way he got there, but we're coming out with pretty almost close to the same outcome, and it's looking worse and worse every single day. And for all this to follow so closely to the red flag laws and everything they're implementing, and our states being separated the way they are, and counties going back and forth and arguing with each other, and states closing down these borders.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What as a generation, being the younger generation, up and coming generations, what do we have to do to change that? I mean, is this a country we're wanting to live in? 5 years from now, what's going to be going on? Are there going to be more laws, less laws? What's going to happen? What do we want? What do we want to change? How do we get about that change?
Do we want more laws? That's a hell of a question. We've always had more laws. Our laws are overabundant the way they are right now. We have an overabundance of laws. We're way too strict on everybody with the things that we can and can't do. We're becoming less of a free nation. I mean, come on, man. This is supposed to be, you know, God's country, free from sea to shining sea. We have to have a license to do everything. There's nothing to do. I mean, hell, you want to go anywhere, you got to pay money to go there. If you want to go fish in a lake, a river, a pond, go hiking in a park, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for everything. I mean, I understand it goes to park upkeep and everything, but I mean, come on, not all that does. And fishing licenses and stuff.
You're absolutely right. The U.S. has more laws than any four countries combined. We pay more taxes than the top seven countries combined. That's ridiculous. We have to have permits.
How about the nanny state and the police state? And also, you guys got a couple other callers here that want to get in here, so we'll put that time limit on them, 2-3 minutes. So, Dave, I want to address the youth, I think. So, go ahead, 302. You can address the younger crowd here on the platform. This is their show. Go ahead, 302.
That's me?
That would be you, yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you, young people. And I'd like to engage with you. 3 or 4 minutes is all I need. I don't need no more. Understand the times we live in today. We can look at the kill grid of 5G that's affecting everyone on the planet, not just in this country. The kill grid, and I'm going to put that on the table, move that to the side, let y'all think of that. The kill grid of 5G, that's one thing. But when we look at the grid of electricity, that's another thing. We've never been here before. This is a different ball game. Can we imagine and envision in this country alone where the source of electricity, if the temperature goes up 80, 90, 100 degrees, and it will.
We're not really looking to push a topic just yet to the 5G. We're more looking for a response to the previous topic on the laws and the regulations and the taxes and the permits. Do you have anything to say about that by chance?
Absolutely. Can you imagine and envision in May, June, July, and August, the people who are going to put the country in darkness because of the override of the grid of using what we call air conditioners. Most of the people will not stay in their house when the temperature gets 80, 90, 100 degrees. They're going to go to the beach, to the parks, to the rivers, the lakes, the woods, and to the corners. Now, I need you to look at
where we are. Oh, he's saying when it gets hot
outside.
That's what he's saying. If it gets hot outside. Oh, okay, I got you now. And that means all the electricity, you're going to blow up the control grids and everything. Oh, I got it now.
He is actually right about that. The hotter it gets, the more current and the more amperage it takes to run all those substations. And we can see some interesting stuff.
Okay. Now here's what I need to look at.
Now we hear that
we don't honor the contract of freedom, justice, and independence, because if we stay in the house and don't get out of our seat on our street into the streets, the civil war is going to happen because people are and mouths going to come out the house once the temperature gets 80, 90, 100 degrees. And when we put pressure on the system, the whole system is going to shut down. And once the system shut down, we already have surrounded by special troops, SWAT, tanks, and special forces waiting for some Spike Lee shit to happen. And that's not what we're supposed to be about, people.
You know,
and every government is prepared for their military to attack their own people. Every government.
You're speaking
you know,
as to like
that's a really
lockdown.
Interesting view, man. But let's get another caller. Let's see what they have to say about it. We're getting some good conversation going here. Let's get somebody else on here. See if they can.
Moderators,
you want to put somebody on
there? That's interesting. Yeah, we got more callers on the line here that are waiting. But that is an interesting point that he brought up, because if we are on lockdown like we are lockdown, hidden in our houses, the control grids, you're absolutely right, are going to shut down. Then what the hell is going to happen? We're all going to be out in the streets, and the National Guard's out there waiting for us.
Yeah. That's honestly an outcome I had not even thought about with the control grids. I forgot that was even a possibility, and that is a very intriguing point.
Yeah.
A very intriguing point.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's
all
see
right, 717. Yeah, seven. We have been waiting 31 minutes. This caller's been waiting 31 minutes. Go ahead, 717.
Hi, how are you guys today?
All right.
Can you?
We're absolutely terrific.
I'd say we're doing dandy.
That is very good to hear. I guess a lot of the stuff that I was going to ask the questions or make a comment on, you guys mostly have. So I don't think I really have much to say.
All right, well, we're glad you're there listening. We appreciate it. It's good to hear your voice, Rhianna. I'm glad you're listening. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for
listening to our show.
Thanks, Rhianna.
All right. All righty. All right, you got 918 here also that wants to speak. 918.
918, go ahead. You're live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, my name is Gavin. I'm 20, so I'm probably the youngest here. I'm more concerned, you know, we discussed gun rights and we discussed the judiciary system. I feel like at this point it's all very moot point, to be frank. And I'm more concerned in light of this lockdown here in Ohio as to how I can go about that, you know, reasonably and safely, you know, being that I'm fairly new, you know, just entering the workforce, and I'm realizing already that this is affecting my life and, you know, my girlfriend's life in very adverse ways already. She's lost her job pretty much, and and her mother is, she just received a call from the CDC yesterday, and they're demanding that she shut her business down. She is a individual. She's just a private business. She runs it herself. So I'm not sure what grounds they have to make that demand.
Let me step in here. You said your name was Gavin, right?
Yeah.
On what grounds are they shutting her business down? Yeah, I'm just curious.
See, that's what I don't understand. They told her, you know, previously that she could stay open because she is a private business owner. She complied in, you know, not allowing anyone else but her to operate. So she sent her employees home on leave.
Okay.
So demanding now that she shut her business down. Anywho, I've chosen to stay pretty well moderate in this whole ordeal because I don't desire any conflict out of this. I don't think anybody does, really.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
but I've done a lot of research from a neutral standpoint. I mean, it's really driven me to the point where I purchased the rifle yesterday, and I'm going to go pick it up next week. I'm going to be moving into a place soon. But like how,
okay.
I would even ask you guys how, as a younger individual, I should respond, you know, to this kind of situation, especially in the coming years. How can I go about this reasonably as a law-abiding citizen yet not being, you know, bullied by the state?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? You did this, you say you did this from a really neutral standpoint. And that invokes you to go out and arm yourself and like American, like a patriot. Can I ask you what gave you that idea? What gave you that feeling looking at it from such a neutral standpoint? What gave you that urge to protect yourself?
Well, I mean, on the local level, I'm hearing about the many hundreds of tickets here in the metro area that are being handed out. Police are enforcing the lockdowns at night. So they're picking and choosing who they want to pull over, and I it's straight up bullying in my opinion. And and the downtown is on lockdown. There's nobody on the street, and people in the grocery stores are becoming more and more uneasy. And I mean, and I again, I've tried to approach this, you know, without any sort of air conflict necessarily, but it's getting to where I feel like I have to be armed in everyday life, you know.
Gavin, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, sir.
Is it the concern of being robbed or having your house broken into that made you go purchase that? Is it the fear of looters or something related to that?
I'm concerned
about the fear of your own government.
In these situations, people become extremely irrational very quickly. I mean, that's been observed throughout history. So, I mean, I just feel like at that point, that's reason alone to own a firearm. but, like, I'm becoming especially concerned with the authorities, particularly, and I feel threatened by the authorities on a daily basis.
I agree.
And that's something no American should ever have to go through, and it's crazy that we've gotten to this point. And, you know, I have a question.
American.
You said that the lawmen in your area in Ohio were picking and choosing who they wanted to go after, correct?
Yes.
Of course they are.
What have you noticed any factors they're putting into this picking and choosing? Is it things and such like that?
So I don't like to drive late at night, for example, because there's nobody on the road and there are speed traps. You know, they're not going to pull over an individual in a crowd of people. So unless there are columns of traffic out on the road, I'm not comfortable driving. It's getting to that point because I'm afraid that, you know, an officer is going to pull me over for some stupid reason and is going to take me in and incarcerate
and no one will
me
know.
Under the guise of this
warrant. So you're saying that in a time where we're supposedly not supposed to be gathering, you're finding safety in numbers?
Right, exactly. And I don't like to feel that way. You know, I mean,
so it's,
I don't
it's more
like
the
feeling. I mean, you know, on any
well,
given
that's
day.
Where I ask the question. I ask the question, brother, is to put this out there to the young people out there. How do you feel about the militias out there? Where are the militias? The militia community, where are they?
I have
you know,
a
they're
very
the ones that are supposed to be
personally on militia. I don't like to. There are very extremist groups of militia, to be frank with you, and those people bother me. I like to approach things very intellectually. I'm not, you know, I would consider myself a benign soul for the most part. You know, I'm all for the self-defense, but I'm not particularly keen on waging war on anybody unless I absolutely have to.
Exactly.
So, I mean, for me, being a part of a constitutional militia would be a last-ditch resort.
That's kind of like a little bit hypocritical, I would say, is because you're saying, well, you're driving alone at night,
no.
You don't feel safe because of the law enforcement, and because they may violate your constitutional rights, but yet a militia that's out there that's a constitutional militia, you're saying you don't support. So,
I'll specify, right.
Can't be on these problems.
Yeah, please.
I'm not against the constitutional militia. You know, the people are the direct check and balance to the state in situations like this, in my opinion.
I'd like to interject real quick
if
and
I
change
could.
The topic, if I could.
If I could, guys. The only, the
yeah, go ahead. One at a time. One
here,
at a time.
The flaw I'm seeing is
can everyone
here, and I'm not trying to
okay,
answer
hey,
anything
guys,
you're saying.
Guys. Okay, just stopping you guys all at once. We have a lot of people opened up here right now. And we got a lot of background noise going on. So what we're going to do is we're going to mute the others in here, and we're just going to have Gavin and then Wyatt and the other gentleman on as well. And
okay.
Let them do the conversing,
yeah, we can
and
do
then
that.
We're going to mute
can,
everybody
Yeah,
else.
We can do that, and then open them up at one at a time. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep.
All
right, so go ahead, Wyatt.
I didn't know what
area code is that individual from? The one that said we couldn't hear that individual. Well,
no,
I said
anyone could hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. What area
right,
code are you from?
That's what I was saying. I'm from 570.
Okay, 570. Okay, I didn't unmute you. That's why I didn't know. I can't even see your number. There's so many numbers. That's why. So, okay, go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and speak for a minute and then address what we were just talking about or whatever you want to talk about. Go ahead. I'll give you the floor. Go ahead. That's 570. Go ahead. Did she get muted? Did somebody mute her? I mean, somebody unmuted her. I didn't, so I don't know what happened. Yeah, somebody muted her. Unmute her. Go ahead. She wants to address the young people. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, 570.
Go ahead,
please. 570, go ahead. You've got the floor. All right, I guess she doesn't want the floor again. Okay. I said somebody hung up on her by accident. That's what it was. 570, are you there? All right, she's not there. Okay, go ahead, Wyatt. Go ahead. Back
okay.
to you guys. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Go ahead. You got to be careful. You can mute if you hang up on the wrong ones. Go ahead.
I wanted to change gears. There's a different topic I was wanting to talk about. I was reading that Trump actually signed an executive order yesterday. And in this executive order, he's putting a panel together to listen to all types of media, radio shows just like this one. And if you speak out against the police, law enforcement, judges, political figures, anything, you're banned from the air. That is a first step to a police state, and I want to know what everybody thinks about that.
Man, I barely have words
well,
for that.
Yeah. Who are you addressing that? When you say everybody, you got to ask who, because there's so many people on the line here. So who would you like to ask first?
Let's hear from Chase. Chase has usually got a pretty good standpoint on stuff. I want to hear from his standpoint, what his opinion on that is.
I agree that 100% for step towards the police state. You limited people's communication with each other. That's unlawful. It takes away our First Amendment right. And then right after that, we already know they're coming after our Second Amendment rights. We've already covered that topic. Once they start taking away our rights, then what are we? We're just people. We're just cogs. That don't really have anything left. Can't communicate with each other. And let everybody know what's going on or have open forums, open debates about things and expand people's minds and thoughts. We have nothing at that point. If we can't talk, get word
right,
out.
They're taking away free speech.
Yeah, that's the way I come right directly at First Amendment. If they're coming after people that speak out against political figures, it doesn't really sound American to me. Didn't we
Not
start
at all.
Out that way? I thought we
I'm
started
sorry, go
out
ahead.
That way.
Or say that again.
I thought we started
again,
out that way.
Got
away from us.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that America? We started out that way. Started out speaking
yes,
out against political figures.
All right, what he said was that Trump came out with this executive order. I saw that come across. Now, that subject that you wanted to bring up, do you really think that's a legitimate executive order? Because I read it, and it doesn't really exactly say anything about banning anybody or penalizing anybody. It actually, from what I heard and got back was – that's for the people that are here illegally using our FCC lines and our AM and our internet that are using it illegally to talk anti-government and to overthrow the government and to interfere with our day-to-day operations. Basically, people that are trying to commit violence against us, the people, and the government. That's from what I got. That's what that's all about.
Yeah.
Well,
look
at Section 5 and Section 6 of that executive order. It clearly breaks everything out. It's labeled under it says anybody speaking out against political figures or law enforcement.
Okay, if that's the case, that's what it really says. Well, any executive order is unconstitutional anyway. I mean, so we have to get back to the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution doesn't authorize executive orders by the president anyway, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what
that's
I always thought.
Correct.
Unless someone's got something different they could throw in there.
No, I'm with you on there.
That's how it goes on.
Can we open up to a couple callers and see what their opinions on this executive order is?
Yeah. Let's go down the line here. Press the number one, everybody, and I'll unmute you. Let me keep track of the callers here. Unmute you here. Someone keeps muting the callers and hanging up on them. Press the number one here, and I'll get to you. Okay? Or I'll just go ahead and open up your phone line. Let's see here. All right, 717. Go ahead. 717. 717. Somebody keeps messing around with the call board. Leave it alone, Chad.
About that. Actually, I don't think that's a good idea. If that is, you know, a legit thing signed by the president, because you already have officers that sit there and use their power as an officer and, you know, try to threaten people and tell them it's the law. I know Oklahoma is one place that is very bad for that. They will pull over people out of state and give them tickets. If they have the money to pay for their ticket right then and there, they let them go and nothing's ever said of it, or they impound their car. With some people that are law-abiding as citizens, you know, that's kind of sort of something that they bank on. And I don't think it's very good at all to do that.
And where we stand right now is the officers, they have so much power. I mean, they can pull you over and ascertain you and not even tell you what they're arresting you for. They don't have to give you any charge. They can hold you for 24 hours with no charge. It's ridiculous. It's taking away our rights and it's taking away our freedoms.
Yeah. It does. I was trying to think of the word for that, but false imprisonment is what a lot of them do. You know, you've got officers that plant drugs and whatnot in other people's cars. You know, you've had a few officers that have been busted for that.
There absolutely has been. And right now, I mean, they're taking away more than just our right for free speech with this executive order. I mean, as it stands right now, we have freedoms to walk around. We have freedom. It's a free country. We can go do whatever we want. However, it seems like right now we can't leave our houses. They took away that freedom already. Now they're going after the First Amendment right of free speech. What's next? They've already tried attacking the Second Amendment. So where do we go from here? Where are they going from here? How do we protect ourselves
against what they're trying to do? You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And this is what I think what we need to do here is that, because like I said, this is our first show with the youth out here that are going. And what we want to do is I'm going to have to know the numbers of the hosts that are going to be hosting this show. And then what we do is all the callers that we open up that do call in and that you guys invite in will know how to address the callers. Because right now our call board is just lighting up, shutting down, lighting up, shutting down. So we're getting a lot of people that we don't know who are coming on live. So someone either is in the call board screwing around, or people are just pressing one and hanging up trying to mess me up, which could be that also. We could have trolls calling in. So everyone that's on the phone line right now, you guys got the open forum to talk right now, and you guys have the floor. Okay, so you let me know. I'll tell you what. We'll put Chad in charge of unmuting the people, and I'll be in charge of hanging up on them. How's that? This way here, I don't, you know what I mean? This way here, one's in control of letting them on, and I'm in control of hanging up. You know what I mean?
And just for reference, okay, you guys got to understand, there are a lot of trolls that will come on and say stuff. And we, you know, may or may not have a hacker here. So just bear with us. If people get disconnected randomly, just call back in, and we'll get you back on the line.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's a popular show on the internet,
yes,
obviously, and that's a good thing, obviously. But it's a bad thing that we collectively attract evil and bad people. But, you know, they're here for a reason, so obviously they're just too stupid to admit it and say, hey, I need help, and I want to listen. You know, pride goeth before destruction, you know, or destruction, you know what I mean? They destroy themselves because of their pride, you know? I mean, look, if you don't have knowledge on something, this is the place to come, right? I mean, we're all here to learn and talk.
Mr. Joe.
I'm going to let you guys know I'm just fucking quiet.
All right, hang on, Rihanna.
Is on the line.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
I was just letting you guys know that I'm going to mute my phone so you don't hear any background noise.
No, you can't mute yourself because that won't work. So I have to do it. So let me do it. Okay, there. Now you're muted. Okay, now, who do we got here, Chad? Open up the phone lines. You open them up, I'll close them down. Let me know who you open up.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, we're going to do this differently, okay? Wyatt, I need you guys to – okay, there will only be Joe, me, you, and the other gentleman. What's his name in here with us?
Austin.
Yeah, Austin, okay. We're the only ones that need to be unmuted.
Chad, what about – yeah, who's the other one that was here too?
Chase.
What was the other
Chase?
One there? That Chase. That's it. Chase.
Chase,
yep,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are gonna mute everybody else except for those three plus the caller that we're directly questioning. Now, if anybody wants in, they need to press, and then they need to let us know that they have something to say.
You got 608 too. 608 wants to get in here too somewhere. Someone, there's a 608 down in here that wants to get in. And there was a 507, that's a female, that wanted to speak too. So it's up to you, Chad. You unmute them, you know.
Okay,
all right.
We're going to unmute 608 if I can find them. I'm scrolling through this call board, and there's a lot of people.
Well, I got a message. Yeah, I got a message saying 608, unmute 608, and I know who that is, but they weren't patient enough to, or they got disconnected, one or the other. So,
I don't have a 608 in here.
Okay, all right, then go to 507 and see if 507 is still there.
We are going
to
507. Going through here to 507.
Chad.
All right, I think we lost 507 too.
The 507's here.
I just got a message from Austin. I believe you might have him muted. Can you check real quick for me, please?
Let me. What's his? Well, can you
what's
message
his area code?
In area code?
Okay. Hang on. I'm asking him right now.
Guys, can you hear my audio?
Oh, yeah. No, there he is. There he is. I heard him.
Oh. All
right. Everybody that's on the line right now.
Closer to the phone, please.
All right, guys. There we go.
Yep.
All
there
right. There we go. Good.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah,
man, this is awesome.
Too many hosts.
7472. Yeah.
Okay, you said we had another caller on the line,
him.
I believe.
Yeah,
we got a bunch of them on the line. We just don't know who to unmute because we don't know. We don't want to take any chances, but I'll leave it up to Chad. Chad, you unmute who you want. Just go down the.
Okay,
if I were you, Chad, I'd just start up at the top and go right down and give everybody 2 minutes.
That's exactly what we're doing. All right, so right now we have 970 here, your host, Wyatt. On here, and man, I keep forgetting the other one's name.
Wyatt and Austin.
Okay, so Wyatt and Austin. Okay, you have callers on the board. We have 203, and then we have a private.
We already
caller.
Talked to 203.
Okay.
Already spoke. Go to start at your private caller and go right down the line
and
give
him
2 minutes.
All right, private caller's coming on. Private caller, you are live.
Hey, Chad, thanks for taking my call. It's Gilbert from Amarillo, Texas. I'm the guy that works at the grocery store you were talking to, and you had a caller earlier tonight that said they worked in a grocery store. They saw this stuff coming, and I did too because my manager was like a slobby guy, and all of a sudden he started becoming real germophobic. We started to run out of items, and I had to start. I just.
All right, and then what you did, all right, private callers, you know what? You're too long making your point. Just hang right up on that jerk. Cause all right. Next one, Chad. Go ahead. Next one. I recognize that voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is. So we have 619.
And remember, you connect them, I'll hang up on them.
619, you are live.
Yeah, I think felons should own guns. Yeah. I think felons should own guns after a certain point. And the reason I say this is because Chelsea Ramey and Bridget Pruitt.
All right, there you go. You're hung up on, too. That's the reason why you're hung up on. Okay, go ahead. Next one, Chad. Go ahead. We'll keep right on going.
All right, we've got 857. I love it how they get a hold of my wife on that one.
Yep. Yeah, see how quick I hang up on them, though, right?
Yep.
Live tonight, the Joe Gibson wrap-up.
857, you are live.
Live tonight, the Joe Gibson wrap-up show.
There you go. Where do you see 857? It's 757 you're connecting, right?
No, I've
you're
got
reading the number
no,
wrong.
I got 857. 857.
Okay, all right. 857, go ahead. Speak or forever hold your peace.
Live tonight, the Joe Gibson wrap-up.
All right, there you go. You're gone. Okay, next, Chad. Go ahead. Just keep going
we
down. Read the area codes. Go ahead.
We have 302.
We already had him on. All right, but we'll give him two. We'll give him two more minutes if he wants. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The issues of the day, and I'm going to submit to 570. Go.
Hello.
All right. Mute him, Chad. All right. Well, I'll do that. Go ahead.
Yep.
There we go. Go ahead. 570. I've been wanting you to come back on forever.
Okay.
Where is 570?
Wyatt,
what the, I mean,
Kyle just got hung up on.
I don't know
what the hell's going on. Oh, she's connected to 3302. That's why.
There you are. Go. 570.
Go ahead, 570. You can't do that. You're doing a three-way call on the show. It doesn't work like that. That's why you keep getting disconnected. You can't do that. All right, go ahead. Next area code. Go ahead.
757. All right, they're done.
Yep. All right, keep going, Chad. Just read them off.
970-360.
We'll go right down the line.
All right, 970, you're on.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, y'all. It's Wyatt, y'all. I got
okay,
this.
Okay, Wyatt. Yeah, he got kicked off. All right. 409.
All right. Yeah. Go after 409. Let's stop it and let these guys talk. How about that?
Yeah. 409.
All right,
we have you're
made too many callers.
Joe, we've got to open fire on all these fat faggots with their Christmas lights.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Here
you're
we go. 409. Right. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. Now just talk.
Austin, talk. Yeah. Say what you got to say, guys.
Austin, please go ahead.
Well, you guys are more popular than I am, because they're clearly coming after us tonight.
Yeah. It's like, everybody out there who's listening is going to come in and try to troll and, you know, play the god-awful voices and this and that. There's no need for that. Come on and ask your opinion. Don't troll. Come on out here. Use your voice. Use your voice. Don't just goof around, you know? Come on.
It's like, The problem is not only the youth are having these problems. It seems like a lot of these problems are related to the problems that older people are having, and it needs to get fixed. And the only way to fix it is through the youth, because sooner or later the youth is going to have to take over. And when that happens, I mean, we're at a turning point where it seems like either it's time to start fixing things or all hell is going to break loose.
Yeah, you know, what advice do you think we can give these guys our age out there, to try to fix these obvious problems here? What advice can we give them?
Just now.
Like, from their standpoint.
Dude, do we still have another 970 on the line? Chase, is he still on the line? Chad?
Hello?
Yeah,
this is
Chase still on the line.
Yeah.
Chase,
all right, this is what I'm going to do. Hang on. The other 970, hang on. Let's go down this, because we had so many 970s. Some people are in the green room. Don't even bother screening the callers. There's the other 970. I'm going to open up all the 970s. Listen, when you guys talk, if it's Wyatt, if it's Chase, whoever it is, when you're done talking, just say, I yield, and then the next person make their point. Because when you stop talking and you start talking over the next person, there's a lag time of like a quarter of a second, and you talk over each other. So I yield to you, Wyatt. You got the floor. Let Wyatt control from here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I want to do real quick was Austin just asked, what advice can we give to all the younger to the kids to help fix what's going on in the world right now and help fix what's going on in America and bring everything back together. Mike, I want to yield that to Chase. I want to see what he thinks on that, because he seems to be very well-spoken, and it looks from my point of view that he's lived long past his years. So my question, I want to yield that question to him and see what he believes on it.
All right, Chase, go ahead. Chad, don't even bother going to the green room, because I can hear you. Everybody can hear you. There's too many callers on the line. Don't even bother. We got enough live hosts tonight. Forget the callers. Just forget them. Just do the 970s.
Why ask me that question just one more time?
What? Repeat the question.
My question is, it's the same question Austin was just asking, of what can younger generations do to fix the problem we're having nowadays? What can we help do to fix society and to bring things back to community basics? Because that's one of the big things I believe is we need a better community. People need to focus more on not their tablets, not their phones, not their social media, not their Instagram. Focus more on being a community. Bring back together the town, the having picnics, parades, stuff like that. But I want to know what your point of view on everything is and what you believe is we can do to fix.
Okay. Well, that was a great question, Juan. That was great. That was great. All right. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to mute everybody. I'm going to mute everybody and let them answer that question. Too many people are live right now. Too many people are live. Too many people are live. We're all taught. Don't unmute anybody, Chad. Don't. Okay. Go down the line here. The youth program, what is the most important subject that is facing you today? Now, he asked a question there. What I'm going to do is go down the line here and unmute one person at a time so I can identify everybody. There's too many people unmuting, hanging up, unmuting, and we got 30, 50 callers here, and everybody's talking over everybody. So first caller is 970-210. I'm going to unmute you. Everybody's going to take 2 minutes to say whatever they got to say concerning the times today that they want to talk about and subjects that they want to talk about, and you guys can converse with each other as I unmute each other, but nobody's going to talk over each other because it's creating a mess. So 970-210, you're first. You've got 2 minutes to say whatever you want.
All right, that was me. I actually asked the initial question to Wyatt, so I'm going to go ahead and yield to the next speaker.
All right, well, ask it again, but hang on. Ask it again for everybody because I don't know who Wyatt is, and I'm not going to search the call screen for 15 numbers here and to see who it is, but ask it again and take your 2 minutes, okay? So we can have some order here on the platform. I think it's the smartest thing to do, all right?
All righty. All right, well, basically, Wyatt said, you know, we need to fix these disrespect issues and the how we're not community-based with everybody our age, and it's on us. And what I asked Wyatt, which he actually yielded on to our other callers here, was how can we go about fixing that? What advice can we give to people our age? What can we do to repair this, to bring everybody together? And now I'm going to go ahead and yield to the next. That's the question.
All right. Okay. All right, very good. That was a great question to the youth out there, what they can do to repair this, everything that you just basically said and said already twice. But I apologize for not taking control of the call board. Just figured we'd do a free-for-all and see how it went. Obviously, we have so many people calling in, we can't do that. So I'll leave you unmuted, and I'll open up the next caller, whoever it may be. 970 again. Go ahead. Unmuted. Go ahead.
That's me. So it's Chase speaking. That's who you're going for,
yeah.
Right?
All right, Chase. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right. Yeah, I was listening to the question. I think a lot of the youth program is where they're getting our information from. I think that's a huge, huge thing. If we can tackle that obstacle, I think there could be a lot of misinformation changed and re-guided to the right way. I mean, everybody's so stoked to hear about something, get it out there as fast as they can, even if it's not right. I'm sure all of us, we're all social networking, and everything that youth find, they don't ever go out of their way to stop what they're doing and look it up. They just share it, get it out there as fast as they can. Like, oh, God, it's unbelievable to share. And a lot of that misinformation is a lot. Youth is undeniably left-wing, the youth is. And I think a lot of that has to do with misinformation, social networking, and getting the wrong word out to everyone. I think that's something we could really tackle hard.
So misinformation. Now let me interact with you. And the last caller, now you can interact with this caller if you want to. So misinformation, disinformation, and all, everything being put out there is really messing up what the truth really is. And the youth out there is running with it, and they don't know what to believe. That's what I took out of that, what you just said.
Yeah.
The 970-210, you want to interact with him real quick?
Yeah, it's Austin, by the way. I think I agree with that. I think that where everybody's getting their information is very flawed. We definitely need to have a calling to people our age to stop trusting that so much. They need to stop putting so much faith in that. And like you said, they need to put more research into it and stop just blindly believing it. I don't think there's any way that it could be put any better than you put it, to be completely honest. I think you put it
hit the nail right on the head.
I agree. I agree. Yeah.
I think conversation boards like this for youth is something that I think it's a huge tool. I think it's a huge tool in society today, especially. People are so glued to what the other caller was saying, is iPads and phones and technology. And that's really where a lot of the misinformation is coming from. And these shows, these talk boards and stuff, I think they could help a lot if they could get more publicity or more reach more people, more youth especially. I mean, basically, that is the future of the nation. I mean, the nation moves on with its new people every time.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Amen to that. You're absolutely right. I'm going to open up another caller that may want to interact with you two. So let's do that. 970-361. Go ahead. Go ahead. 970. You're unmuted. 361. Go ahead. You must not have heard me. You hear the?
Yeah. I believe that's me, Joe. It's still Wyatt.
Yeah, that's Wyatt.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead, Wyatt.
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking is that, for example, what they were talking about with misinformation, I saw a thing on an app called Snapchat the other day. It was on somebody's story, and it was about Trump enacting the Stanford Act. When I did my personal research on this, I found it to be completely incorrect. It was not happening. There's actually no such thing. And then to turn around, I saw many people reposting that exact thing, screenshotting and reposting and sending it to all their friends. I believe that's one of the big things about misinformation. People don't do their own research on what they see. They just take it blindly and they go from there because one of their friends posted it. So clearly it must be true when in all reality, they're just posting it from somebody else.
All right. Okay. All right. You guys that were just previously on 970-712 or 970-210. You want to interact with that real quick or no?
No, I mean it's exactly the same points that I think both of us were touching on. I think we're all on the same page. It's good to hear.
Everybody's on the same page. I think you're right. And the thing of it is, though, but what is the solution? You know, I want to go a little bit further here. What is the solution? You know, I mean, obviously we have all these technological devices at our hands, you know, to make life so much easier. Things that I didn't have when I was a kid growing up, things your parents didn't have growing up. But yet the world is all so much more screwed up and more confusing and all messed up today, and we have less liberties today. Why is that? I thought these devices were supposed to make our lives, and these computers and these cell phones were supposed to make our lives a lot, heck of a lot easier. But you ever notice it's a lot harder to get a hold of people? I remember when I was a kid, I used to dial the phone, the rotary phone. Someone was always answering on the other line. But today I could just talk into my little box here and say, dial this person, and all I get is a voicemail. Isn't that odd? You know, I mean, it's very strange. You know, 970-485. Hang on, 970-485. Go ahead. You want to talk or no? 978-485. Okay, you want to play music. Okay, that's fine. All right. All right. We'll just weed them out little by little. All right. Anybody else? Press the number one. Yeah, weeded them all out. You see, press the number one. You see, got rid of them all pretty much. Okay. Where's Chad at? Where's Chad? He wants to jump back in here? All right, Chad. All right, you still there? No? All right. Weeded you out too, I guess. Okay. I don't know. All right.
Well, all right.
We had to take order of the show. Had to take order. It was getting chaotic and getting to be a little bit stupid where everybody was just yelling over each other. Now we got a few people that want to press one, so I'll take them. I'll take them here and take them one at a time. 571, go ahead.
Hey, Joe. This is Robbie. I'm in Falls Church, Virginia. I'm glad you got back controlled because it was a little there for a while. But on the executive order, I think it all depends on who the president is. I don't rightly worry too much with Trump, and I might be wrong, but I don't want executive order with Obama.
So it's okay if Donald Trump does it, but Obama, no. So I don't think but it's unconstitutional. Simple as that. It's unconstitutional. And that's just the way it is. you know. 970, I'm losing all my 970s. I don't know why, but I don't know why. I didn't hang up on you guys, so hopefully you're not spoofing your caller ID. But Wyatt and Chase, if you're still out there, it's your show. It's a youth show, so you guys talk about what you want to talk about. It's just that I had to take a little bit of control because it was turning into a joke here with 50 callers just yelling over each other, you know. So you guys go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah. I kind of just had 2 points I want to touch on real quick. The one that the last caller just brought up, I personally don't think we should blindly trust an executive order without reading into what he's actually doing just because of who it is. I think freedom of knowledge is very powerful. I mean, I don't think you should blindly trust anybody. And secondly, what you were talking about earlier, the information, how much easier it is to get. We got the world at our fingertips with our cell phones now. Versus the life that y'all grew up with. I think information for y'all was a lot more important for you to have, judging just because you had to go somewhere to obtain it. You couldn't just, you know, well, I want to know, just look it up real quick. I mean, it's a lot easier for us to just have it, look it up real quick, and then not really care about it. For y'all to go somewhere and get it, though, that's something you remember, and you wanted it. You made it there for you. Whereas,
yeah.
We just look it up. You just look it up real quick, and then, or you, like we were saying earlier, with social media, you just see it. It's just there. You didn't ask for it, you didn't look it up, but there it is. And it's most of the time misinformation.
Yeah.
And we don't have to go and look it up. We don't have to do that. So.
Yeah, I agree. And a couple people in the chat room there. I know Chad's the messenger there. He said the show. Now that Chad left, you know, but the show's going great right now. You know, the people, everything's going pretty good now. We don't have any snorting and coughing in the background and snorting and, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, it gets ridiculous after a while. You know, it really does. I mean, you know, we're trying to do a radio show here. You can't have any background noise at all. Period. End of story. You know, and that's just the way radio is, no matter how many crank callers we get and whatnot. But 970-210, go ahead. The floor is yours. I'm going to bring you back on. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro, this is Austin, by the way. The other host is Wyatt here. Are y'all getting this music coming through?
Yeah, well, you got some background noise there, 970. You got background noise. There you go. Okay, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, man. Some music popped on and started overtaking my audio. But either what I was saying is...
Who knows? Go ahead, Austin.
Yeah,
go ahead.
There's no telling, man. I was saying, this is Austin, by the way. I was the co-host with Wyatt. But either way, I think with what Chase was getting at there, with how we shouldn't blindly trust anything, I think that, you know, how the caller that called in said he doesn't worry too much with...
I don't know who's doing that. Yeah, somebody's doing it, obviously, on purpose for some reason. I don't know why. You know, they're obviously playing games. And that's why you can't show. They're feds. You know, that's why they've been befriending me and, you know, getting me to say things and stuff. I know who they are. They just don't know it, you know. Stop calling me and trying to get me in your groups and stuff. I know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, but anyway, like I said, you guys did do a really good job, especially when you started off the show. You guys started off with a really good platform. It's just that we had provocateurs in here, and it was the adults, actually, that took it away from you. Yeah, that's fine. What I'll do is I'll mute everybody and let you guys do your closing to the show. How about that? All right. So 970-210, I'm going to let you do your closing first to the show here tonight and do the best you can. And just talk about whatever you want to talk about. Take as long as you want on your closings. We've got enough time here. And do that, okay? So 970-210, go ahead. The floor is yours. All right. Well, that's the one that's hacking into his number there. So go ahead, 970. Go ahead. Floor is yours. 970-361. Go ahead. Chad, obviously the provocateurs are coming from your end. So obviously, apparently, that's where they're coming from now. So, okay, 970-712, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still here. This is Chase.
There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I was the last one to talk on a point. So I yield. I don't have any questions or anything at the moment.
Okay. All right, that's fine. What's the other area code that you did have with you originally that started off the podcast here tonight? Because it's really you guys that really started off the show, and you guys really did do a good job here to start it off. Like I said, I just don't have those area codes that you guys started off. I'm looking for them now, and somebody keeps pressing one, hanging up, and pressing one, hanging up, and so obviously the show board did get hacked into, but you guys did start off pretty good there with a very, you know, very good topic, and you guys had a lot of followers here, so it's pretty good. I know my chat room got muted and hung up on. I don't know why, but we do got jerks that do call in there. Go ahead, 970-361. Got something you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I think the show's gone pretty well. Up until the fact of, like, people kept jumping in, jumping out, and there was a lot of chaos going on. But other than that, I think the show did pretty well. Covered a lot of topics, and you spoke out really well tonight.
Well, thanks, man. That's good. And you did pretty good, too. I mean, you guys did pretty good. I mean, the adults there that I had with me that were supposed to hang in there with me, they stomp their feet and run away, you know. I mean, that's what they do. You got to hang in there until the end, you know. You got to fight through the crap. But these are the same adults that control the militias that don't like the guy with blonde hair, don't like this guy because he just don't talk to these people, don't talk to this guy. These are the same people that we're trying to unify in the adult class to come together. But I don't like this guy because he's called this, and I don't like that guy because he's called that. And meanwhile, they're working for the FBI undercover, half of them. You know, so, you know, the adult world is lost. We need the youth out there. We know that. At least all of us know that as adults, you know. So I know what the adults are up to. Nobody's fooling me. But the thing of it is, the youth out there are looking for leadership, and they're looking for role models. You're not going to get it today. You know, you're really not. So you guys standing on your own and standing on your own two feet is very commendable. I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you guys for taking the courage to try. The adults screwed up the platform here for you tonight. That's what they did. All right, but you guys did do a good job, and you guys hung in there, and you took time out of your life to be a part of something that is archived, and you can hear your voice forever, and you talked about important issues. So that is important. So as for me speaking for the adults, we should be ashamed of ourselves. We should, because we let our youth down like we always do. Because the adults only think about ourselves. We only think about me, me, me. I mean, after all, we're the ones that screwed this whole damn thing up for our children, didn't we? We're the ones that should be staring in the mirror saying, we're the damn jackasses that let our kids down. All us adults have done it. And if that pisses you off, too bad, you know, but it's a fact because your youth is right here and they'll tell you right to your face, too. Most of them already have. That's why half of them are runaways, you know. That's why they're moving out, moving in with their girlfriend. They can't wait to get rid of you, you know, and they don't know how to stand on their own two feet because you didn't teach them. But that's a fact.
I'm going to go ahead and disconnect, but I just want to say it's been a good show tonight, and I hope the youth show continues.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope we can continue to do that. And yeah, let's hope so. And the Easter weekend and the whatever Easter stands for to everybody out there, you know, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this country was founded on God. So, God bless the Republic, and hopefully we can all overcome everything. And hey, you FBI agents out there, keep up the good work.
I'll drink to that twice.